This is KUT. The newest Texas Detention Center for Central American immigrant children and their mothers started operating just last week. But it's already sparking disapproval from immigration attorneys in Austin, specifically the team that helped shut down the T. Don Hutto Family Detention Center northeast of Austin in 2009. KUT's Joy Diaz reports the facility in Karnes City is very different from T. Don Hutto, but it is run by the GEO Group, a for-profit company with a less-than-stellar reputation.
Barbara Hines is an immigration attorney. She's part of the group that shut down the Hutto facility, and she's ready to do the same with the Karnes County Residential Center as a detention facility for immigrant families.
Once again, it's as if ICE has not learned the history from Hutto.
Hines' office at the immigration clinic at UT Austin's law school is sprinkled with mementos from Hutto. She says the facility in Karnes City has given her flashbacks. One of her concerns is that GEO is managing it.
Hutto was run by the Corrections Corporation of America, which is a for-profit prison company like GEO. They have no training in child welfare. They have run these prisons or detention facilities on a prison incarceration model. If we're going to have them, and I am opposed to them, they should be run by licensed child welfare agencies.
Among the many things Hines remembers from Hutto is how many children lost weight because they were underfed. Hutto and Karnes are certainly two different facilities, and ICE is pushing a huge PR campaign to show just how kid-friendly the facility in Karnes City is. Still, the question remains, why have GEO run the place? In Texas, the group manages both prisons and mental health hospitals, and over the years, it has settled lawsuits for at least 11 deaths and dozens of sexual assaults.
All right. Thank you for all coming here today. I will open it up to questions.
At a facility tour in Karnes City last week, I posed that question to Enrique Lucero, the San Antonio Field Office Director for ICE.
This, in our capacity, was the easiest place to transition for adults with children to accommodate. It was a very easy choice for myself. I think you would agree by what you've seen today.
But why GEO? Why does
yes,
GEO
sir.
Manage the...
To be clear...
Lucero moved onto another reporter. After the Q&A session, another ICE official said the agency had no choice in picking GEO. The contract, he explained, is not through ICE, but through Karnes County. Bob Leibel says subcontracting is part of the strategy GEO has used to stay in business lawsuit after lawsuit. Leibel leads Grassroots Leadership, a nonprofit organization that, among other things, researches the shortcomings of for-profit prison corporations.
Whenever anything goes wrong, ICE says, you know, this is not our problem, this is the county's problem. But really, you have layers of lack of transparency and lack of accountability that are built into these contracts.
Leibel says GEO is Texas' first choice to run detention centers, prisons, and mental health facilities, in part because they save the state tons of money by cutting costs. But he also says that over the 15 years he's been following GEO's track record, he's found the group is a very generous political contributor at the state and federal levels, and it also has one of the strongest lobbying teams he's ever seen, to the point that on GEO's board sit, at least, two members of the George W. Bush administration.
So, you know, there's a very sort of buddy-buddy relationship there.
The Karnes County Residential Center has only been in operation for a handful of days. There have yet to be complaints, but attorney Barbara Hines is ready for when and if complaints come. Joy Diaz, KUT News.